Today on Gardening in a Minute, raccoons. Raccoons are opportunistic animals that are common in urban landscapes. They're nocturnal and can be quite bold. While they're interesting critters, raccoons have been known to get into garbage cans and even eat fruits and vegetables out of the garden. To reduce the attraction raccoons have for your landscape, don't leave pet foods outside and make sure there's no access to the chimney or underside of the house. To protect edibles, an electric fence around that area of the garden may be the only solution. Repellents and noise-making devices have limited, if any, effectiveness. If a raccoon is getting aggressive or is appearing during the day, you may want to contact your local animal control service to see what treatment options you have. For more information about raccoons and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, managing insect pests responsibly. Pesticides are not always as necessary as people believe. Healthy plants can often defend against or tolerate pest attacks, and beneficial insects, birds, and other natural controls can help suppress pest insects. To minimize problems, choose healthy, pest-resistant plants for your landscape and use them in the right place. Scout your landscape often to detect pest problems early. If you do notice damage, see if you can find the culprit, and you may be able to remove larger insects by hand. Use local resources like your county extension office to correctly identify pests. If you must use a pesticide, try insecticidal soaps, horticultural oils, and other low-toxicity products like BT. Remember to only treat the affected plants and follow all label instructions. For more information about Florida-friendly landscaping practices, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the chinaberry. The chinaberry is a round, deciduous shade tree that has grown in landscapes throughout Florida for years. It can reach up to 40 feet in height and grows rapidly when young. While the chinaberry has fragrant lilac flowers, it's a short-lived, messy tree that you should probably avoid. The chinaberry has the potential to become invasive throughout the state. It also tends to lose limbs and drop berries and can even blow over in high winds and heavy rains. There are definitely better choices for a small ornamental tree. If you already have a chinaberry in your landscape, consider replacing it with a sturdier, non-invasive tree. Good choices include redbud and crepe myrtle for north and central Florida, and trumpet tree in south Florida. For more information about chinaberry and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pizza gardens. Pizza gardens are an exciting and creative endeavor that the whole family can enjoy. These gardens include plants that you can harvest to create delicious homemade pizza and are often shaped like pizza pies. Prepare the site like you would for any vegetable garden. Try making a circular bed, dividing it into six equal wedges. You'll plant three vegetables and three herbs, one for each wedge. For herbs, try oregano, parsley, and basil. Onions, peppers, and tomatoes are good veggie staples. Experiment with different varieties for the flavors you like best. All of these plants require regular watering and other care and at least 6 hours of sunlight. Add mulch to keep the weeds down. In a few months, your pizza garden will be both beautiful and edible. For more information about pizza gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, dollarweed. Dollarweed is a broadleaf weed that appears in wet areas in the landscape. You may also have heard it called pennywort. It's low to the ground with one round leaf per stalk. The leaves can grow up to the size of a silver dollar, hence the plant's name. It looks similar to a lily pad. Dollarweed usually appears in places where a gardener has overwatered or in naturally wet places, so adjust your irrigation or improve drainage in the area. To get rid of dollarweed, you can hand pull it, as long as you make sure to get the white rhizomes as well as the plant itself. You can also use either selective or non-selective herbicides to control this pest. For more information about dollarweed and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.